fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 25th day of July. The prepper tip today is to buy magazines for your rifles and pistols now while you can. Pending legislation in some parts of the country, even at the federal level, already passed in places like Washington State and California, is going to limit your ability to buy extra magazines now. So you need to be doing it while you can. That said, we do a patient way in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols at beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. They have a website where you can learn a lot, see the upcoming classes, learn how to properly, I emphasize, properly clean your rifle. That website's freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, that phone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, you sound perky and alert this morning, sir.
I'll tell you what. I hit the sack around 11 o'clock last night, which is about 3-4 hours early for me. Usually I'm up reading and studying, but we had an incredible advanced one class this weekend in 105 degree heat. And 2 days of running in the heat was enough motivation to get me to go to bed before midnight.
I bet. Well, I'm typically in bed by 8:30 and up at 3 a.m. is my current sleep cycle. But sounds like you're perky and alert and ready to go. Well, Sam, all the issues that we're concerned about continue to move forward. China continues to do what China's doing. Russia, the same thing. The defective Biden regime continues to make fools of themselves and make us fools on the world stage with the things they're doing. And anti-gun legislation continues to move forward, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, they figured out they can't bully the Supreme Court. So they're going to have to get their agenda accomplished state by state. And like you said, they've had success in places like New York and New Jersey, California, Washington just passed a big magazine ban. The company that makes the end plates for our custom Glock 19Xs is in Washington. And because of that ban in Washington, they are no longer allowed to make that end plate for the Glock magazines under state law. So I'm literally trying to buy their equipment they use, at least the molds, to make those end plates so we can make them here in Missouri until they get that law overturned, hopefully in their state.
Well, maybe they need to consider moving to Idaho.
Well, they just moved from California to Washington, and Washington screwed them over just like California did.
Oh, no. Well, it was obviously it didn't work out for them. These end plates, are they metal or plastic?
They're a fiber-reinforced polymer that adds 5 rounds to the bottom of a Glock 17 magazine.
All right. Well, that's people like extra magazine capacity, don't they?
Well, the nice thing about these is they have the best shape to the outside of them. So when you're doing a speed reload of your pistol, you don't have to grab the base of the magazine and pinch it. You can simply brush it because of all the friction on the sides and the edges. You can brush it and it comes out every time. It's the most fantastic shape for doing a speed reload on a pistol.
Outstanding. Well, if you got a question or comment, ladies and gentlemen, this is Firearms Monday. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. What upcoming training in the next couple of months would people be interested in, sir?
Well, we've got a basic class in August, which I think we have 2 slots still open. Let me go to the calendar at freedomcentertraining.com. Click on schedule, and we have from August 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, we have a basic tactical and handgun, and rifle series course. That's 4 days. That's the gateway. That's the beginning class that everybody has to take if they're going to train at the Freedom Center. And then we have a tactical handgun advanced 1 course on the 13th and the 14th. Then we have an introduction to 1,000-yard precision rifle shooting on the 27th and the 28th. We go back to a basic class September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. September 16th, 17th, and 18th, we have the enhanced urban vehicle tactical rifle course. And that course is really, really important. The problem is we can't put you in that course until you've had the basic course. So if you do anything this year before the elections and this country goes absolutely nuts into a volatile state, get here and get trained, get through the basic tactical course, and get through the enhanced urban vehicle tactical rifle course. So we only have, let's see, possibly 2 or 3 more. We have 2 on the schedule. We may have to add a 3rd because of demand. But we only have 2 basic courses left this year, and we only have 2 of the enhanced urban vehicle tactical rifle courses left this year. So in total, not including the people that have signed up, that's only 24 slots. And I think we're probably down to less than 20 slots at this point for September and October. So move your schedule around, make a couple of days, and come and learn how to fight with a weapon. In the basic class, we're teaching you trigger control, trigger reset. We're teaching you how to operate and clean the weapon. We're teaching you balance, how to shoot multiple shots really fast, how to do speed reloads really quickly. I'm going to put a video up on freedomcentertraining.com. of our Advanced 1 class this weekend. I took 2 videos. I took a video of them bounding as a team, a 5-man team, and I took a video of them doing a speed reload competition for $20. So we do this on a regular basis. We at the end of a series of drills, We'll have a competition amongst the students. Usually takes about 2 minutes. And we'll put $50 or $20. The instructors will put money up on the line for the students. And we'll have them load, say, 2 rounds and 5 magazines or 2 rounds and 4 magazines. Only 2 rounds each. And then they've got to go to the target, fire those 2 rounds, change mags, fire the other 2 rounds, change mags, and continue that process until they've gone through all of their magazines, until they've run dry. Now, you take a guess. With 4 mag changes, John, how long do you think it would take students to go through firing 2 shots, hitting the target, changing the mag, firing 2 shots, hitting the target, all the way through that process 4 times, and then the clock stops when the magazine, the last magazine, hits the ground? Give me a guess. What do you think in seconds someone could do that?
Oh, I'll just take a wild guess. 20 seconds.
Okay, so our slowest guy in the advanced one class yesterday was 10.18 seconds.
That's amazing. Yeah, for the slowest guy.
Yeah, that was the slowest guy. The fastest guy was in the mid 9 seconds. And that would have been Ruben. Ruben cleaned up on the gas money going home deal yesterday. I'll just tell you that. Everybody did an amazing job. What was so interesting about training people over a period of time is you get guys, they come to classes, and women as well, and you'll have some women that are reasonably fast and efficient and some men that are reasonably fast and efficient, but most people are beginners, so they're not going to be fast. They're going to be relatively slow. And like, I think the fastest El Presidente I've ever seen a guy do on his initial evaluation is around 7.5, 8 seconds. And these are guys that have shot a lot, right? And then you'll have a student that's 25 seconds or 29 seconds to fire 12 shots and do a magazine change. So there's a great disparity between the students. And what's so amazing about training people over time is that by the time you go through the basic tactical course, the enhanced urban vehicle course, the enhanced marksmanship course, the advanced one pistol course, and you wind up in advanced one rifle, now the difference between the students is 0.5 seconds, and everybody's really, really fast.
Obviously, the second spread between the highest and lowest was really tight, less than 3 seconds?
You're talking in less than 0.7 seconds.
Really? Damn.
Yeah, the difference by the time, and this is my point, is that it doesn't matter where you start. It doesn't matter. You go through the program and you get fast and accurate. It doesn't matter where you start. I don't care if your first El Presidente is 45 seconds, and I've seen a couple of those. But by the time you get through advanced one, you are Navy SEAL team fast with your weapon. And all you have to do is do the work. All you got to do is show up. Do your dry fire practice. Do your mag change practices for about 7 minutes twice a week. And show up to class once every 6 to 8 weeks. And by the time you get to advance one, I'm just gonna put the video out there and let people see for themselves. This is how you can operate an AR-15 after you've gone through 3 classes. And I want people to go to the website, freedomcentertraining.com, after lunch today, and watch a 12-second video. It's not just one guy, it's 5 guys. I want you guys to watch it. See for yourself.
All right. Well, I encourage people to do that. I really do. And once again, this is your opportunity. If you got a question for Sam, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, legislation pending at the U.S. Congress to ban assault weapons, they would actually do what they did not do in 1994, which is ban the possession of these firearms, which did not happen in 1994. Your response is laughter. Go ahead, sir.
Nancy, come take my gun from me. See how that works for you, honey. Send your most badass SWAT team, national mission team asset punks to my town to confiscate weapons, and let's see what happens. Let's see what happens next. Can't frickin' wait. We're going to give the world a lesson. The men of the United States, the real men of the United States, not the soy boys, not the rhino Republicans that eat too much and drink alcohol and get drunk at Dominion crooked voting machines party. Not those people. Those aren't men. Those are just little sociopathic criminals. Come and take weapons from the farmers and the ranchers and the plumbers and the carpenters and the guys that run excavating equipment and the truckers. Come and take our guns. Please try. Please try. Try it right here in Lebanon. I'm begging you. We'll give the whole world a lesson of what happens to little baby tyrants. Make it happen for me, please. Cannot wait.
Roger that. And maybe they should. The SWAT team should consist of the same people they hired for the Pony Express, orphans with no wives or children.
Well, you know what's really interesting is most SWAT team guys I know, when you say, "Hey, man, you're gonna do weapons confiscation?" They look at me like, "Are you crazy? Hell no, I ain't doing that." And there's a reason why. It's not the conflict that would occur to take the weapon. It's what happens next. Because the second the word gets out that police are confiscating weapons in places like Missouri, no officer in a patrol car will be safe. No one in a marked police car in a uniform will be safe. And the police aren't stupid. They know this. They know the people in their town. You don't think the deputy sheriffs in 99% of the counties in Missouri don't know that if they go to take weapons, they won't be safe in their home, they won't be safe at work, at their police station? Look at what happened in Baghdad. Do you see what the terrorists did? They started blowing up these police stations. Why? Because the police were cooperating with the Americans. Here's the problem. The problem is the government's supposed to work for the people. When the government stops working for the people abolish that government and start a new government. This is history. This is reality. This is the legacy of every American male. Okay? Please, Nancy, please pass a law and come and try and take weapons in Missouri. Because we're not Texas. We're not going to go, "Yeah, you can have my gun when you pry it from my cold dead hand. That's not us. We're not dying for your cause. You're going to die for your cause, you criminal clown.
Absolutely. I agree with you, absolutely. And let's take this caller. We got James in Pennsylvania. Good morning, James.
Good morning, John. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question for you and Sam regarding self-defense insurance. I'd paid for U.S. Law Shield. And I know there's U.S., I think it's USCCA, something like that, but I didn't know if you or Sam have a recommendation as to what type of insurance you recommend.
I don't make a recommendation for any of that myself. Sam, do you have a recommendation you make?
You know, it's an interesting question, but I just don't know enough about the companies offering this type of service. My understanding, I could be right or wrong depending on the company, but my understanding is they just hire a local attorney in your area. They have attorneys that are sort of part of their network. And if I'm in trouble, in jeopardy, I want to pick my attorney. I don't want an association picking my attorney. That's
right,
just kind
right,
of where I'm at.
Right. Well, you may want to check to find out if you can pick your own lawyer. You want to hold on, James, to the break?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have some beautiful pieces of real estate listed there, and we just happen to have the owner of one of those pieces of real estate, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, about an 8-minute drive from my home. We have Linda with us, the owner. Good morning, Linda. Hello, Linda.
Good morning, John.
There's this. Linda, we had an inquiry last week. Some folks are coming to look at the property this coming Friday. I had an inquiry from a healthcare professional couple on the East Coast. They are consultation clients of mine. The husband is a chiropractor. The wife is a nurse practitioner, basically the same thing as a doctor. And they have some information that somebody you and I know very well might be interested in. Operation Warp Speed supposedly did something that never happened before, develop a vaccine in 9 months or less. You're probably aware of that, aren't you?
Sure.
Okay. Well, here's what you don't know. Their patient, who works for one of the three companies fabricating these vaccines, said the following. It took more than 6 years to develop the COVID-19 vaccine.
Right.
How about that?
I believe that.
Anyway,
Log
Lodge in Yoakum Road is featured at my website, libertyman.com. And we got rain day today, and these forests are just a lush green with when they're all wet, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, the rain today is welcome, very welcome.
And the Log Lodge can accommodate a dozen people comfortably because there's so many bedrooms and bathrooms. So in normal times, it's a fun place to live, isn't it?
It is. It sure is.
And,
yes.
And in normal times, it's a fun place to vacation with extended family, isn't it?
Right. It's perfect for that.
And my listeners are concerned about hard times, and extended families could be there, and because of so many bedrooms and bathrooms, they won't feel like they're living under very harsh conditions, would they?
No, it's easy to stay there even under harsh times. There's a generator, whole home generator. The well is made to where it can sustain at least 12 to 15 people in the home, and there's a storm shelter. There's anything you can imagine. I think the storm shelter, actually, Gary and I were talking, would be a great place for food storage.
Absolutely. Well, a controlled climate is certainly advantageous for that. Well, Linda, when people contact me, I'll put them in touch with you so they can do a personal viewing of the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, an 8-minute drive from my place. And if they want a place and that's secluded because it's surrounded by the National Forest, a home with a 30-foot ceiling and a great room, this is the place for them, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is. It's a beautiful home.
Absolutely.
And yes.
And as I like to say, it could be in better homes and gardens. You maintain this place for several years now as a upscale bed and breakfast, which means the upscale clientele, they expect perfection. They expect not a speck of dust, no cobwebs, no water stains in the sink. I mean, they expect perfection. That's what they get, don't they?
Yes. Yes, you're right. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you for maintaining the place in pristine condition, Linda. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to check out the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, just go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Linda, thank you. We'll have you back on later this week.
Great. Thank you, John.
Okay. And we're visiting with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. This is Firearms Monday. The website's freedomcentertraining.com. And Sam, tell us before we get back to James in Pennsylvania, can people learn what they need to learn by watching the video at your website of how to properly clean a rifle, sir?
They can learn a lot. Of course, I'm suggesting a number of things they may or may not have heard about. But it's up to them to implement them and go through the process several times, and they'll begin to learn about how to properly clean a weapon system. So, you know, understanding that you clean a barrel for accuracy and you clean the parts of the weapon for reliability and runability, which are not necessarily the same two things. But go and watch the video. You'll find it enlightening if you're willing to implement that. And, you know, I always recommend people go out and shoot your AR-15 until it doesn't run anymore. And then clean it the way you normally clean it and go shoot it again until it doesn't run anymore. And then clean it the way I teach you to clean it and go out and shoot it until it doesn't run. You're going to find an eye-opening experience by doing
that. Absolutely. Well, James, Pennsylvania, what follow-up or question or comment do you have, sir?
Yes, John, just kind of a follow-up question to what you were saying there is I know that U.S. Law Shield had different tiers as far as your what you paid for monthly. I guess the benefit of that would be, like, I think at one level they added some kind of forensics. And I guess you would know this better than me, but I guess depending on your defense, it could get more expensive depending what all they have to do. So it's kind of a pre-concierge service in that if you want a full defense, including, you know, whatever all that would entail, that you, in essence, you're paying for that in advance with your insurance. But then what Sam said that's a lot to think about in terms of the attorney that you would get. I think it is the attorney that they recommend or that they offer. So that would
That's important. That's important. And I would look for a company that allows you to pick your own lawyer. James, we thank you for your call. We got a break. We got other calls. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Gentlemen, you want to make the ladies in your life happy, check out all the MyPillow products. You know, it's not just pillows. It's elegant sheets, towel sets, slippers, bathrobes, up to 66% savings when you use the coupon code JRLIBERTY at my website at thelibertyman.com. There's content at my website you'll find nowhere else. The latest intelligence briefing done weekly by my friend, a former counterintelligence agent. You want to know what's going on in the world? This is a good place to do it. Articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, published nowhere else on the internet, published typically once or twice a week. And of course, products that you'll find difficult to find anywhere else on the internet. The Liberator rocket heater, yes, it is on other places on the internet, but I happen to be the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture, listen carefully, wood-burning stoves that have no smoke, 99.5% efficient, according to the EPA. And of course, last but not least, I'm taking delivery of energy cleaners this week, getting the back orders out the door, taking and processing new orders, helping people get past their arthritis pain, get back to the thing, doing the things they learned and love to do, such as walking in the park, dancing with their honey, riding a bicycle, hunting, fishing, whatever it might be, because they got their energy cleaner. Check out the energy cleaners, the mattress pads that go with it. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Toll-free our line for your energy cleaner. Your Liberator rocket heater is 800-592-9543. Building with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. And sometime in the show, we'd like to get a firearms tip of the week. But in the meantime, let's go to Jim in North Carolina. Good morning, Jim.
Hello.
Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, thank you. I have a 300 blackout piston upper, and I'm starting to experience some blowback back through the chamber. And I was wondering if Sam can offer some troubleshooting advice so I could correct that.
So are you feeling a puff of pressure on your face when you fire the gun with a suppressor on the barrel?
Yeah, I'm getting not only a slight puff, but some seems like some burnt particles of carbon coming back, too.
Okay, so assuming that your ammo is the appropriate pressure, and assuming that you're cleaning the gun in the chamber properly, do you have a chamber brush?
Yeah.
To clean with? Okay. I'm not talking about a brush you push down the barrel. I'm talking something you clean the lugs with and clean the chamber with.
Right. I know what you mean.
Okay, cool. So you're not leaving residue in that's being blown back. It's being blown back when you fire. Now, what ammo are you shooting when this happens? What brand of ammo are you hand loading something?
Well, it's mostly hand loads, and I use Winchester 296.
Okay. Are you using 296 powder?
Yeah.
With what weight bullet?
Well, these are subsonic rounds I'm using for practice. I'll use like a 200 grain. Sometimes I can even use some 150 grain that I load down just for practice.
Right.
And I'm using...
And the gun is cycling properly with the 150s?
Yeah, it will.
Now, okay.
There was one other thing that may be affecting this, and I'm not sure, and this is what I wanted to also ask you, was that on the bolt, there's a spring that goes over the one end.
The end of the bolt, yeah?
Yeah, there's a spring that goes over that. I'm missing that spring, and
well,
I don't know
good.
Whether that's... Yeah, well, I didn't know if that was part of the problem.
No, that's not part of the problem, but that's part of a different problem. You need to get one of those springs.
Yeah, okay.
So call the company that made your kit and tell them you dropped the spring and lost it and ask them to send you two new ones and keep one as a spare.
Right.
Now, the thing that you can do... Now, all guns are... If your necks are thin on your brass, you're going to get some burnt powder escape backwards.
I see.
If you're oversizing the brass, you're going to get more of that. One of the techniques that we use when we're hand-loading ammo, and since you hand-load, this is well within your reach, we use something called a Type S full bushing die made by Redding. And so
Okay. We'll
dial the adjustment on the bushing so that when we size the brass, we bump the shoulder and we squeeze the body down just like a normal die. But when we size the neck, we only have the bushing come down about 85-90% of the distance of the neck. And what that creates is a slightly larger dimension right at the base of the neck. So when you slam that round home into the chamber, you get a seal there. And you get better accuracy because you center the brass better. Okay,
oh,
now
okay.
The second thing that you can do that will help your situation is go to a company called Precision Reflex and order one of their gas buster charging handles. They make an ambidextrous gas buster charging handle that channels the pressure away from your face when you're shooting. So when you have a suppressor on the gun, which creates more back pressure, which gives you that little puff, this particular charging handle moves the gas in a different way so it doesn't hit your face as aggressively.
Okay, I'm using a Radian Raptor SD charging handle right now.
Right.
It's got, you know, a series of holes in it that's supposed to help with that. Anyway.
Yeah, I haven't found those as effective as the Precision Reflex handle, which is what I run on my Blackout.
I see, okay.
But, and, you know, the other thing you may consider, so we're using a powder called 4198.
Yeah, okay.
Made by Hodgson. It's not temperature sensitive. You may try that on your heavier subsonic bullets, and you may find you get a lot better accuracy, a lot more consistent velocity, and you're not getting as much carbon and crap getting blown back into the gun.
Okay, cool. A couple other questions. I know your preference is for lighter, faster bullets. Lehigh Defense makes a 30 caliber, 78 grain silver tip bullet that you can load to around 2,700 feet per second. They also make another one, which is an 85 grain extreme cavator, which you can load to like 2,650 feet per second. I was wondering if you have an opinion on those loads.
Well, we haven't found those to be as accurate as the 110 VMAX running 2,500 feet a second out of a 16-inch barrel.
Okay. Last question, how did you make...
We like the terminal performance of the 110 grain VMAX out of a 1-in-7 twist blackout. We like that a lot.
One last question. You had mentioned a few weeks ago that you were getting a freeze dryer. I wonder if you got it, and how do you like it?
I don't have it yet, but it's supposed to be here this week or next week. So call me in about 3 weeks, and I'll have an answer for you.
All righty. Thanks
for
your time.
I have used one like the one I ordered, and I like it a lot. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for the help.
Okay, Jim, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We got a couple calls on hold. First, we have Eric in New York. Morning, Eric.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. So I wanted to get back to the political end of things, and the premise of my call was going to be they're not quite coming for the guns yet, but they're coming after the food on some private farms, which is just as bad, if not worse, than coming after the guns, because if your food supply is restricted or cut off or over-regulated, you know, you're not going to be much of have an effect with your firearms if you're starving. So, but I went online to just kind of dress up some of my details, and I found this: the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms (ATF) raided the home of an Amish man in Pennsylvania who had a private gun collection that he was doing private sales to other Amish because they don't believe in having a photo ID to go buy one from a store or get an FFL. And they raided his farm and took over 600 guns from his personal collection. So I thought that was interesting. This is in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. His name is Reuben King. And he's had his guns seized by the ATF, so it's already begun. And I think it's quite the pinnacle of cowardice for the federal agents and agencies to be going after the Amish, you know, who are, you know, obviously pacifists. They're nonviolent. They use their guns mostly for hunting. You know, they're godly people. So I thought that was rather disgusting. And if Sam wants to make a comment on that, but we also have... What prompted my interest in calling originally was the food seizure of a man who was processing his own meat in the same county, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, was selling meat through a private association where he had members, not open to the general public, and they came in and not only prohibited him from slaughtering any more meat, but also from selling it. Processing it in any way, and the man in that case, whose name is Amos Miller, is facing $250,000 in fines and jail time for refusal to comply with the court order, which allowed an inspector to come on his property, the Amish private property, unannounced at any time and inspect the meat situation. So the Amish guy finally said, no, I can't just let you in whenever, you know, no notice, no entry. And the court ordered the U.S. Marshals Service to use, quote-unquote, any reasonable force to seize that meat. So they're going after the Amish, not only for the meat, but the guns as well. And it's really a sad situation. And I think the federal judge should be mentioned in this because it would be worthy of judicial complaints against Judge Edward Smith of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. If he's going to announce, I find it the height of hypocrisy that the judges would want to allow an unannounced visit on an Amish meat processing farm, but they don't want anybody showing up at their house to do a protest. I think that's hypocritical and shows a great deal of a double standard. It's cowardly for the U.S. Marshals to obey unlawful orders like go take somebody's food because they didn't allow a court-appointed inspector on the farm unannounced. Any comments on either one of these, the gun grab or the food grab?
Go ahead, Sam.
Well, I don't typically like to comment on cases where the ATF confiscates guns from someone when I don't know the specifics of the case. Okay? Now, my question is, though, and this applies to the food question and the gun question as well, please show me in the Constitution of the United States where the federal government has an enumerated power to confiscate guns or food.
Nowhere.
Okay, so the answer is nowhere. Okay, if they're not selling it interstate, you can't even stretch the Commerce Clause to the point where they can confiscate that stuff. Now, if they're selling stuff out of state, okay, maybe you can stretch the Commerce Clause, but if they're selling it to local Amish people in the community and they're not selling guns to felons or they're selling meat to people locally in their state, mm-hmm. where does the federal government get this authority? And clearly a good lawyer could take this to the Supreme Court and win without much trouble.
Let me give you a short answer to that, and then I'll give you a resource. You can go look into this case maybe and find out more facts. The reason they think they're allowed is because all of us have been admitting to the fact that we're a citizen, and the word citizen is defined by the lexicographers at Oxford as, quote, a legally recognized subject of a state or commonwealth. Now, if you go to Black's Law and you want the legal diction, the definition they use in court, it's even worse. A citizen is a member of a political community owing allegiance to that political community. So until people start addressing what they're admitting to and what they're calling themselves, I think we're giving the system carte blanche to come after us. So anyway, if you want to look into this, type into your search engine, ATF agents seize guns from Amish farmer in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. There's several articles from different gun groups and advocacy groups explaining the details. He had a foundry business on his dairy farm, and the ATF tried to extrapolate that he was making guns, which he was not, and it's convoluted. They're looking for any reason they can, stretching it to the levels of incredulity to come on these private farms and seize food and firearms from people. So I thank you for your time, and I hope you look into this case a little more.
Well, there's a lot of Amish people out there in Pennsylvania, and at some point, they're going to get angry enough to go pay the ATF a visit. And, you get in the gun confiscation business, and you get what you deserve. It's a matter of physics.
Yeah, in closing, I've heard through the grapevine that the Amish communities are organizing their own militias, an upset on that. So that's good news, and I encourage everybody else to do the same, as well as their firearms training. Stay politically active, because if we nip this in the bud politically, we won't have to turn to the cartridge box, hopefully.
Hopefully not, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate the call. We do have open lines at 512-248-8252. Can we look for a firearm tip of the week at the top of the hour, sir?
Absolutely. You talked about buying magazines. And yes, my sir. Firearms tip of the week, and we've talked about it before, but it's worth repeating. Not everybody catches every show. When you load your magazines for your pistol or your AR, you fill them to the top. But you don't stop there. You take two rounds out. You fill your magazines to the top and then remove two rounds. Now people go, well, why did I buy a high-capacity magazine if I'm going to take two rounds out? Well, it's real simple. If you ride the slide release on your pistol, or your AR-15 doesn't lock the bolt back when the magazine empties, or you need to do a tactical mag change, if your slide is closed, your bolt is closed, and you have that ammo crammed into that magazine to the very top, you may or may not get the magazine to seat when you insert it in your weapon, and that's not a good thing.
Not a good thing at all. That's a great firearm tip of the week. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, the world-class training, rifles and pistols, world-class training people literally come from all over the world and all over the country, of course, to get their training in Lebanon, Missouri. The website's freedomcentertraining.com. You want to sign up for a class, participate in a group purchase of thermal imaging, and just give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, you're a big supporter of thermal imaging scopes, as am I, and there's going to be a point where the sales of these would be restricted to civilians and not being able to buy them anymore, don't you think, sir?
Well, that's not the immediate problem. The immediate problem is the demand is so high right now. You know, we were delivering thermals in just a few weeks, you know, 2 to 4 weeks. And now the demand is so high that we're now waiting for the factory to produce our orders. And that's just going to increase as the volatility in this country increases and as people's concerns about October and November start to come and confront them face to face. So I'm begging you, get your thermal sight and get a hollow sun red dot to mount on your thermal sight and do it. Do it quickly. Don't wait. Because come October or November, things get a little bit testy in this country. You might order a thermal sight in October. You might not see it till October of 2023.
Well, that's a massive wake-up call, to say the least. And if you want to participate in a group purchase, just give Sam a call Wednesday afternoon or later at 417-718-2597. Any updates, sir, on the price and or availability of ammunition and or primer, sir?
Ammunition is available everywhere. Primers are available now. Of course, you're paying three to four times what you did last year for primers, if you could find them, but the price has gone up dramatically. But, John, let's take a minute and let's talk about five things every American can do.
Please, let's do that.
That are complete game changers as far as preparing for what's coming in this
country.
We'll
get started. We got a break in less than 2 minutes, but let's get started.
Well, let's start with this. Get one good AR-15 with a thermal and a red dot sight. Okay? And a suppressor. Have one weapon you can fight with effectively in the dark. That's step number one. Step number two, get a food freeze dryer so that you can prepare food that if the power goes out, the food is not going to spoil on you. Canning is only good for 2 to 3 years. Freeze dried food will last for 20 years plus if it's done right. So get a freeze dryer. Step number three, get water stored indoors so you do not have to expose yourself to rifle fire by going outside to pump a hand pump from a well or start a generator.
We'll wrap up this part of our conversation after the break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. finished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.